We have a tradition that if every one of us Jews around the world observe two consecutive Shabbatot, two Shabbats in a row, we would be able to usher in the Mashiach in the Messianic age. There is a Hasidic rabbi that goes a little further and specifies which two Shabbats they're speaking of. And they identify this week, Shabbat Nachamu, the Shabbat of comfort, and last week, Shabbat Chazon, the Shabbat where we recalled the calamities that have befallen the Jewish people throughout our history. When you look at Shabbat Chazon, you understand that within that destruction, there is also a Nachamu, a comfort. And therefore the question is asked, who is the comforter and who is the comforted? If you listen to Israeli radio over these past few weeks, you would have heard songs of war. New songs that have been composed over these past few weeks by Israeli songwriters invoking the feelings and emotions that Israelis are feeling on the ground. There's a songwriter, Aharon Razel, and he wrote a song based on the words of the Haftarah that Adora will chant momentarily, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. Now, if you translate these words, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, we have two choices. The first is God telling the people, my people, I will comfort you. But if you flip it on its head, you can also translate Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami as God telling the people, my people, please comfort me. Now, Aharon Razel was inspired by these words, but he was inspired after the three teenagers were kidnapped. Because he looked into the Midrash, and the Midrash asked the same question. The Midrash asked, who is the comforted? And the answer that our tradition gives us, the one who is comforted is the one whose sons have been captured. So Aharon Razel wrote that song. But that's not enough. You see, Shabbat Chazon and that Midrash invokes a new sensitivity for us as Jews to hear the cries and anguish of Jews around the world. It could be here in Los Angeles, it can be across the coast in New York, it can be literally anywhere around the world. But Shabbat Chazon last week allows us not to just hear those cries, but asks us how we can respond to them. But even further, Shabbat Chazon, within that Shabbat of calamity, lies the seed of rebirth and hope of Nachamu. If you just think about our Jewish history for a moment briefly, if you look at Abraham, who was homeless, his chazon ends up in Nachamu in Eretz Canaan, the land of Canaan. If you look at us as Israelites in the desert, and then before that in slavery, again we end up with Nachamu of comfort in the land of Israel. And just 70 years ago, out of the tragedy of the Shoah, the Holocaust, in 1948, through this day, we have the state of Israel. And so we ask ourselves, why do we need a chazon to get to a Nachamu? And the answer is, we do not know, but we do have the experience to prove that it happens. There's a story of a grandfather and a grandson that are wandering alone, and they're looking for a village. They wander over mountains and valleys, through rivers. They shiver in the cold. They suffer in the heat. And finally, the grandson, far, far away, sees a wall. And he runs to that wall because they finally found the village. And the grandson gets there first, and he begins to weep. The grandfather comes up to the grandson, and he says, what have we found? And the grandson looks at his grandfather and says, we found a wall. but we found a cemetery. And the grandfather puts his arm on the shoulder of his grandson, and he says, "My grandson, do not weep. For where we find a cemetery, we know that a village is close by." Chazon and Nachamu, from calamity to comfort. This past week, we read the book of Eicha of Lamentations, and we asked how. How could this happen, not just in times of old, but in fact, looking around today, what's happening in Iraq this week, what's happening in Syria, what's happening in Israel, the list goes on and on. Eicha, how? But the story of this grandfather, we can take into our own life. That we also have the courage and ability to tell our children, to tell our grandchildren, Nachamu, there will be a rebirth, there will be a hope, there will be a rebirth of our souls, there will be a rebirth of our people, and with the help of each and every one of us, there will be the rebirth of a broken world that we have the ability to fix. Shabbat Shalom.